I don't understand the rush. We saw what happened in Patient Protection, Affordable Care Act. Anytime you rush anything through that big, this is up to 1,100 pages. I doubt that anybody's really read it and been able to really get through the, every piece of it.
Oh, thank goodness. Somebody with some common sense. Congressman Mike Kelly, Republican from Pennsylvania. He's talking about immigration. Once again, trying to jam immigration reform down our throats. Not that we don't need something to happen because something has to give. But here's the problem. Always in the 11th hour. This is how we operate. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a week. We're gearing up for some big rulings from the Supreme Court. The showdown over immigration. That's what Mike Kelly is talking about there. The push is after burning a long day, not the midnight oil, but burning the long day in daylight on Friday. The hope is that the Senate will go through some procedural hurdles on Monday and then have a vote on immigration, then watch what happens with the House, and maybe there will be a vote, which I agree is ridiculous. We're talking about immigration reform. We have borders that are porous. What's going to happen along the 700 miles? 350 of it is a nightmare. And the part of it that's got a fence, not all of it, but some of it that has a fence, has holes in the fence. From digging through it, from cutting through it with wire cutters, from going underneath it. You know, the border is a mess, and it's so tough, and I feel for the Border Patrol agents. It's not their fault. Frankly, there's not enough Border Patrol agents. But where are we getting the money for that? And how is that going to secure the borders? What you would need in technology, what you would need in a so-called wall, what you would need in more manpower would cost a fortune. Because we did not keep our eye on this in the 80s when there was a law that was put on the books, we're in this situation. So it doesn't help to go backwards. The past is the past, but trying to dig out of this now, it's not going to work. Like Roger says with a bill, what Kelly says rather, with a bill that's outrageously long and there's no time to really go through it. What people don't realize so often because of how things happen in Washington, and granted you have lots of people with lots of different interests representing you, representing me, and your brother, your mother, and everybody else down the line, the problem is I think with half of the laws, they're not read through correctly. But the push is on to make something happen. There's strong arming of the Democrats because Obama's people are saying, listen, this is on the president's agenda. He helped you win. He helped you run. You got to get on board. Come on, let's get this going. Let's roll it out. Let's pass it. This is the final thing. This is going to be part of part two. So you got to get on board. You got to help us. Let's get this through. Let's jam it through. This is exactly what happened with the Affordable Health Care Act. There weren't a lot of conversations until the red flag started to get raised. And then it was really too late. And before you know it, boom, it was pushed through. There was enough votes and that was the end of that. And now we're seeing what happens when you don't do that. Oh, just get it passed and then we'll pull it apart. Well, if that's the idea, then we're going to have the same thing here with immigration. It might not be exactly what we want. There's problems with it, but let's just push it through. Let's just get it done. Let's just do this. Let's get this out there, and then we move through the legislation, the problems with it as it comes about, which is, I think, a very poor way to do it. Start in the hole and see if we can pull ourselves out of the hole. It's a messy, messy thing. And, you know, the Farm Bill has created some ill feelings, I think, with the House. We'll talk to our pals at Talk Radio News this week, but I'm certain of it, because the Farm Bill collapsed on the House floor on Thursday. There is massive divisions in the Republican Party, and there are a lot of people that are willing to jump off the ship and swim in a different direction. And that's going to happen with immigration reform. It's already happening with immigration reform. I just go back to what I have said and what so many of you have said when you've called. Yes, we have to clear up the problem without borders where you know who's in and who's out. Let's be honest. How can you possibly have any kind of a pathway? You can't because you don't know the numbers. In other countries, maybe smaller than our country, whether it's Spain, Italy, pick a bigger country if you choose to pick a bigger country. Imagine if they were all of a sudden flooded with 11 million people. They couldn't do it. They'd be overrun. So the Senate could be on track with this big push to pass immigration before July 4th. But the bipartisan group in the House that's been working for months on a similar deal hasn't been able to finalize what it's going to look like for them. And they're working on narrow proposals, mostly on enforcement and security. So they might get their votes by next month. Major immigration reform, we'll see. The vice president is shouldering this one. We saw what happened with gun control. The president tossed that to him. That didn't work. Now Biden is pushing for the final passage on immigration reform. That's what the VP does. You're the cheerleader for the president's agenda. So now Biden is cheering on immigration reform. All right, coming up this hour of America Tonight, we have some interesting odds and ends to look at, including a cheap movie review for me over the weekend. I don't know if you caught any movies, but I went to see World War Z, which is the Brad Pitt movie about zombies. It sounds, and when you think of zombie movies, what they're like, it sounds like the typical cheeseball-y kind of movie. It was not. I'll just give you a hint. I liked it. I really, really liked it. It wasn't what I expected. I would give it high marks. We'll see if it recoups $400 million, because that's what it has to make. With all the reshoots and all the extravagant scenes and everything else, it'll cost that much to make them break even, I think, is what I read. And we'll see if it hits that, because that's a pretty tall task, especially in the summertime. Also, we're going to tell you a couple of other stories, things that are happening in the world of sports, like the Stanley Cup Finals. I know there's a few stick and puck fans out there. You might have watched to see what happened with Chicago and Boston. Right now, the Blackhawks on top. So how did they get there? If you didn't see the game, we'll re-rack that for you. And tell me this. If you were going to a baseball game, even if it was just once a year, you take your buddy there, you go with your wife, you go with your girlfriend, you just go to a game once a year. You're not a huge sports fan, but it's fun. And you found out that it was raining. Wouldn't you think, geez, I mean, this is pouring rain, it's flooding all over the place, we're probably not going to play the game. Why do the Texas Rangers and the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis play that game after a 2-hour and 59-minute rain delay? Baseball, and then let's go have breakfast. Unless it's the World Series, count me out. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Missed over the weekend if you were busy doing other things. I'll tell you what, over the weekend, this may be one of the saddest things I heard about, because as a kid, I can remember going to probably a handful of air shows. I used to really love the Blue Angels, and we would go and see them in a place called Cape May, New Jersey. How many of you have been to an air show? Think about it. Do you go to them? Have you been to them in the past? And would you think twice about going to an air show? So in Ohio, they had a moment of silence for a pilot and a stuntwoman who were killed. They were doing one of those wing walking tricks, right? They did it earlier in the day. Their biplane crashed and burst into flames. This was in Dayton, Ohio. And they had, of course, they have video of it. It's been replayed all over the internet and TV. And it shows what happened. She was trying to execute the stunt in this vintage plane, and as it flips, and she's out on one of the wings, and before you know it, it just, the plane sort of tumbles over. The weather was fine. Clearly something was wrong with the plane or the pilot or that kind of thing. And this, the woman who was the walker had done that since the 80s. You know, she started as a pilot and then started doing the wing walking thing. She'd had injuries before, but she didn't use a safety line. So, like most wing walkers, they usually have a safety line. She didn't do it. And it's very sad, because she announced that she was going to marry the pilot at an air show in 2014, and it was going to take place when the two were in flight. That was, if you go to the website, somebody sent me to the website, and it shows that that was going to happen. And unfortunately, just one of those tragic accidents. But it brings up the whole safety thing, because in the last couple of years, especially, there have been other things that have happened at shows where other bystanders have been killed. And so when you think of the aerobatic competitions and the circus kind of things that they do at a lot of air shows, this was what she liked to do. And Jane Wicker and her pilot Charlie Schwenker died when the Boeing crashed while doing the aerobatics at the show. Matt, have you ever been to any of those air shows when you were little? Did you go to any of those shows?
I remember going when I was younger with my parents. I think we saw one. I vaguely remember being at that. And I went to something where they had, like, old planes that you could walk through down on the ground. And then they did, I think it might have been, like, a Blue Angels-type air show. And then another thing where they had an old plane, like, biplane. I'm trying to remember all this stuff now. It's
sure.
Like an old biplane, and people were doing acrobatic things with it, and the smoke tails and all that.
Yeah, it's cool. And as a kid, you're not thinking it's going to crash. Just like an awesome thing, you look up, ooh, and you can't believe it. That's what I thought about the Blue Angels. Of course, they're not doing any wing walking stuff there, but I've been to some of those shows where they have had wing walkers before, and now come to think of it, I remember seeing there was a safety harness. I still thought it was pretty amazing, but she didn't use a safety harness. That's sad, boy. So whatever happened, I mean, they probably rehearsed a zillion times. She obviously felt comfortable. She'd done it since the 80s. Something in the plane or something else happened that knocked this whole thing out, and the FAA is investigating at this point. All right, speaking of planes, sticking with this from over the weekend, an American plane was diverted to Denver because the crew reported smelling smoke in the cockpit, right? So you got like 183 passengers, which always seems to be the amount on these kind of flights. It left Seattle late Thursday for Miami, and then they started to smell the smoke in the cockpit. They diverted it. They didn't find any issues with it, but they had by the time you do that, then you re-rack everybody. Unfortunately, it's a much longer flight. However, if I'm on a plane and they say we smell smoke in the cockpit, please take it down. I'm okay with that. Now, speaking of taking it down, Southwest Airlines, they didn't even get in the air because they had computer glitches. Always my fear is this. We've seen this a lot lately. Our world revolves on computers. You want to talk about what terrorists would do? Of course, hit computers. So that glitch left 250 flights down early on Saturday, and then they were able to resume them later in the day, but imagine the process of that. They could eventually kick into a backup system, but they have to override the system, and they can't put the planes up. You have to be able to communicate and dispatch the flights. So the hubs like in Phoenix, Vegas, and Oakland, California had most of those planes that were grounded. You think about 250, if you want to put it in perspective, Southwest has about 3,400 flights a day. But if you're sitting there in the lounge and you're one of the people that's getting on the Southwest flight, you have limited time and you are going to see someone. Not too fun when you hear a computer glitch has put the plane down and you're not getting on it. So you're not taking that weekend last minute flight to go visit, you know, whoever it is that you're headed off to see. So that was pretty bad for all of those people. And then also, This is another big deal that happened over the weekend too, and I'll tell you, I just don't understand what's happening. With most of the focus, of course, is on Edward Snowden and where is he now. When we speak about flights, is he on his way to Ecuador? I have good sources in Quito and Guayaquil, and I've heard from them that he's not there now, is what they're telling me from what they know, for what that means. But could there be some backdoor way he gets in there? Is it definitely going to be Ecuador? It seems likely to be Ecuador because I think of the connection to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. There's a precedence for this, and it would seem to be for him safe because then he wouldn't be extradited since they have no love loss for the United States. All right, this happened, and this is a crazy thing that happened as far as controversy with Paula Deen. Paula Deen, who has however many cookbooks she has and a famous restaurant in Savannah that people go to, and she's exploded. I mean, she's just become huge in the food world. And people in the food industry, it's such a big deal now with the Food Network and with all the other opportunities they've gotten, whether it's Rachel Ray or Paula Deen. So a strange thing happened heading into the weekend. Paula Deen's contract with the Food Network wasn't renewed. The network said that, you know, there's just too many fallouts over some revelations in the week that she had admitted to using the N-word, is what she said in the past. She said she was from the South and that that was very, that was common. It wasn't what it means now to so many people today. So once that controversy started to brew, they said that they would not renew her. So for 11 years she had been with the Food Network, and the home shopping network QVC is reexamining their ties to her as well, whether or not they're going to continue with her or not. And now there are several people that work for her that say they've been discriminated on and they're going to sue her. So all of a sudden Paula Deen's world has turned upside down. She issued an apology saying she's sorry to everybody for the wrong she's done. She released a video statement. She said she wants to learn and grow from that it's inappropriate and hurtful language. It's unacceptable. And she just asked for forgiveness. And she sent out a couple of different videos. But the damage has been done. Walmart also is thinking about cutting their ties. So this is like a Martha Stewart in a much different way. Last week, it was a strange twist that she said, you know, she apologized and everything else, but she said that in the South, that's what she was raised with that word. It was different, and that we're, you know, different kinds of people in the country. So now all of a sudden, lawsuits, like I said, being dumped by a couple of different places where she works, like the Food Network and that kind of stuff. So I guess what it is she's saying no, she doesn't. She was asked by a lawyer in May, have you ever told racial jokes? And she said, no, not racist. Have you ever used the N-word yourself? And she said, yes, of course. And that lit the fire, which has now led to so many people dumping her. Hang with us. We're climbing over the wall.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Noise. Are they drawn to it?
Yeah. Sound draws them.
You fought me yet?
Philly, Newark.
Yeah.
What about Houston, Lewis?
Baltimore.
Atlanta.
Detroit.
Guys, I'll be honest with you. I don't know of any place back home that's doing very well.
All right, that's a scene from World War Z. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's your cheap movie review. Go and see it. If you don't want to spend the money to go and see it, then rent it once it comes out a year from now because it's very, very good. Unless you absolutely hate to be a little bit frightened. This movie isn't like a cheeseball-y zombie with dark faces, not done very well. You know, when they put makeup all over the face, they make them look crazy, and it's not like that. It's very realistic and very, very, very well done. Did not knock over the box office, though. Monsters University raked in $136.5 million and $82 million domestically. For World War Z, $112 million worldwide, $66 million domestically, which is pretty good, though, for that kind of movie. Brad Pitt plays Jerry Lane in the film. He works for the UN, and he doesn't want to be involved in this, but he's, I don't want to give the whole movie away, but he's driving down the road in Philadelphia in Center City, and all of a sudden people are running, the cop cars come, some crazy things start to happen, and it's what you think would happen in any kind of a disaster where you see something's going on around you, you have no idea what it is. Nobody has anything to tell you. You're stuck in a car, you're in traffic, but you know something's wrong. And the something is these zombies. And how the zombies came about is interesting, and ultimately how Brad Pitt winds up in the situation that he's in, what happens with his family. Very, very... It sounds weird to say this, but realistic in any kind of a situation where you would be an apocalyptic moment, I guess, if we were in that particular horrible situation in our lives, this is what it would feel like, I guess, and that's why it resonated with me. So it's a good one. I'd say thumbs up. I give it high marks. In a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 9. Nobody gets a 10, so 9 is pretty, pretty good. And this is based on the Max Brooks Plague novel that did so well and then was written as a screenplay. And I think this probably gets bigger. You know, summertime, I've said this before, is where Hollywood makes a lot of its money, 40% of it. A lot of people go to films. It's not a surprise about the Monsters University. And I think World War Z will probably recoup its... It'll be tough, but globally it'll probably recoup its $400 million because that's what it cost to make it. And I guess that's why I liked it. The scenes are so realistic. They take you to Israel and a couple other places, and they definitely shot this in around Israel. Very cool what they did with the zombies. It'll blow you away. So if you don't want to spend the bucks at the movie theater, then just rent it. And if you absolutely hate zombie movies or scary movies, then forget what I just said, because you don't want to go and see it. How's that? All right, you know how we can scatter shoot here, especially at the beginning of the week, because we're coming off of a weekend and there are a lot of things that are happening that we're getting ready for this upcoming week, including some pretty big rulings. And George Zimmerman's court case is going to be rolled out, an all-female jury in Florida. They pick 6 jurors. You know, some places it's 12. But it's a jury of 6 women to hear the case of George Zimmerman. I was kind of surprised by that. And he's the Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer. You know his name by now. Who's accused of murdering Trayvon Martin back in 2012, the black teenager. And there are a lot of people lining up to get into this courtroom every single day. You get tickets because they only have so many to hear what's going on, to see what's happening. And the alternate jurors were chosen, too. There's actually a couple of men, by the way, just as a point of fact on this. So they got to decide what's the scoop here. They got to decide, ultimately, these jurors, what happened here. Justifiable homicide is a killing where no criminal liability can result, such as something like when somebody acts in self-defense to protect himself or another person. This will be what the attorney for Zimmerman pursues. He'll go down that line. He'll definitely drill that down. He'll pursue that. And with the 6-person jurors, you know that they hear all criminal cases except for capital offenses. So this isn't a capital offense. And Stand Your Ground is another thing that will be part of that. They'll take a look back again at this because it's pivotal to this case. So Zimmerman's not expected to take the stand, but who knows if that doesn't change or what happens. I'm sure they're going to have the police chief in Sanford. They're going to call all kinds of witnesses, and it's a question of stand your ground, justifiable, and here we are over 1 year later, and what have we learned about this case? There have been a lot of bogus things that have come out of this, and there's also been some interesting revelations, too, that I think won't be part of the case. I don't know if they'll allow some of it as evidence, including Trayvon Martin, pictures of him smoking a lot of pot. So they were trying to say, well, he was doped up, and you know that's why he might have been aggressive with George Zimmerman. I think the prosecution will do everything they can to shoot that down, but the defense will try to push for that. All right, we need some happy, happy, happy news here, and since we're scatter shooting, this is a good one. Sarah Murnahan, who is the Philadelphia girl who had a lung transplant last week, is out of a coma and responsive. How great is that? She woke up on Friday night. She's on a ventilator and she can't talk, but she's nodding. She's shaking her head. She's answering questions. She's got cystic fibrosis, and before her surgery, she was put in a medically induced coma to allow her body to rest before the transplant because of the kind of surgery that it is. So she wouldn't have gotten that lung transplant if her family didn't fight to allow children to compete with adults waiting for lungs based on sickness. It sparked a huge public debate. She got new lungs on June 12th. It was a six-hour surgery. They resized the lungs from a grown-up. I mean, this is great for organ donation. An organ donor made it possible. So how great is that? It shines a spotlight on organ donation. This month is organ procurement and transplant month. And the fact that those lungs have this little girl breathing and getting better is really terrific. She had been on a waiting list for new lungs for 18 months. 18 months. So by switching the deal that she could get adult lungs, that made all the difference. That federal judge that issued a restraining order to block Kathleen Sebelius from having the agency that oversees transplants apply the policy, that's what made the difference and allowed all of this to happen. And now it's happened in a couple of other cases as well. So they keep the daughter alive. Will they succeed? We don't know. So, you know, she's got cystic fibrosis. So the likelihood of a long, long life is not good. But she's still, at her age now, she could still live to be perhaps even in her 20s. So to me, there's something about the generosity of a family going through a tough time, donating an organ and a kid on a waiting list that just is trying to breathe, has a rough life with the, battling cystic fibrosis. So that to me is a positive that happened, and that judge saw through, saw the sense in letting her be on the list and being able to at least have a fair fight to try and get, the gift of life, really, because in her case, she wouldn't have had much time left if she hadn't have gotten those lungs. So very, very big. All right, coming up on America Tonight, a little bit of sports action for you. Certainly some interesting things going on in the world of sports, including the fact that we have hockey. Oh, please don't turn away from hockey. I got a couple of emails, one from Doc, one from Jake in Austin, and one from Don listening to us in California. And all of you say, don't apologize for liking hockey because they all apparently have been watching. So maybe you were watching what happened between Boston and the Blackhawks over the weekend. And, it's playoffs, so playoffs make a difference, too. I think the ratings for this series have been super, super good. The Blackhawks now are within one win of the Cup. We're going to let you hear what one of the superstars for that team had to say about his hot night for the Blackhawks on Saturday. And can they close the deal on the Boston Bruins, who look so good in some of these games, all the way through? So the fact that they have them on the ropes is pretty, pretty interesting. So buckle in, hang back, and if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, you can. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Yeah. What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the puck, got it to Kane, right corner, put it in front of the net. Here's a shot by O'Dea. They're going to score! Patrick Kane, Johnny on the spot on a rebound, beside the Boston net. Rask was down on his side, and Patrick Kane grabbed the rebound and put it in behind Rask and into the open Boston net. It's 1-0 Hawks. 3-on-2 rush over the Bruin line, left wing to Kane, back to Nickel, fires to a sharp angle, stop in front.
Sometimes you catch some breaks. I think I was in the right spot at the right time tonight on both goals. I thought I had some other chances too I could have scored, but I think playing with Johnny and Bix, they create a lot of space, and I've been taking advantage of the space they do make. So I think everyone wants to be that guy in big time games, and I've been lucky enough in a couple to step up.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Patrick Kane. Hot, hot, hot. The two goals. What a grinder the series has been. They got a 3-2 lead. Chicago does now with that victory on Saturday, edging out the Bruins 3-1. So how about that? Man, oh, man, it is sweet. So Kane now has 4 points in his last two games, 7 goals in his last seven games. He finished the 2010 Stanley Cup final series in the same fashion, so it shows the value of Kane. So very, very good. I am all about Chicago, no offense to Boston. Boston struggling on Saturday, to be sure. It's not what I really expected, to be honest, because Boston was looking really, really good. Somebody else who's watching this is also Matt Johnson, the glue of the show. Matt, you were watching this one. It is kind of like a grinder with these two, isn't it?
I think that last game was very surprising. I didn't see that coming. I know, I mean, you got Chicago at home, so they're going to be pumped up from the crowd, but they just flat-out dominated Boston, and I didn't see that game coming because they had always been kind of the one nipping at the heels of the Boston Bruins, and they were lucky to win. You know, the first game, there was a strong game in Game 4 that they pulled out. This is the first time, I think, that we've seen Chicago actually dominate a game. And then you have Patrick Kane, one of the probably the most dynamic offensive player, young guy, just scoring two goals. And normally Patrick Kane will get a breakaway, get some space, and these were kind of the garbage around the net goals. But I think when he's flying down the ice in space, it's one of the most exciting things ever because he is so talented offensively. He can, you know, stop on a dime. He can do a 360 with the puck. It's crazy what he can accomplish. And he also has one of the most horrendous playoff haircuts you'll ever see. It's a mullet with steps on it on the sides.
Yeah, no kidding. The also, Corey Crawford's play has been unbelievable, hasn't it, Vin? I mean, just the one goal, and he was just all over the place. And he was like cement. It was crazy.
He had a really good comeback game because I think he was, well, the goaltending in general was a little shaky for both sides in Game 4, but he looked really bad in Game 4 and had an outstanding game in Game 5. But Game 4, there were some pucks, and I'm friends with a couple guys who play goalies that are just like, man, if I was there, I would have been able to stop this. It was just one of those games where you're just out of your element, not seeing the puck well, and letting a lot of things go by him. But this game, he was all over everything, and the only goal he let up was just an absolute rocket from Char. He's got the hardest shot in the NHL that was about 15 feet out, and not a lot of people are going to stop that.
Yeah, Char, I wrote about him in my book when I talked about hockey. Slap shots, he has one of the deadliest slap shots. Over 100 miles an hour, he's hit that number, banged that number a couple of times. So it'll be interesting to see if they can wrap this up in 6 or if it goes to a game 7.
It's definitely an uphill battle for Boston, though, because they have to win 2 games, and they also would have to win Game 7 in Chicago because hockey does it how I think all sports should do, 7-game series, where it's a 2-2-1-1-1. So the Game 5 was in Chicago, Game 6 is in Boston, then Game 7 is back in Chicago.
Yeah, so Chicago either wraps it up in Boston on Monday or else we get that Game 7. So we'll see. It's been fun to watch Puck and Stick. If you want to try it, don't be afraid. Tune it in. Even you, Dan, in Texas, you can tune it in for a few minutes, and I bet you'll get hooked. All right, catfights. You don't even have to tell any man to get hooked on this. Men love to have women go after each other. I don't know why that is. But this one was big. Serena Williams won the French Open, and Maria Sharapova, of course, was the runner-up in that one. Rolling Stone magazine did an article on apparently Serena Williams, and Serena Williams was critical of Sharapova in the magazine. So Sharapova had a news conference where she was over the weekend, and she said this. She said if she wants to talk about something personal, maybe she should talk about her relationship and her boyfriend that was married and is getting divorced and has kids. Ooh. So Williams apologized and was speaking after things that she said. I guess she was speaking Sunday at Wimbledon, and she didn't respond to the jab by Sharapova, but she responded to some of the things that she said, I guess, saying she apologized if she was offended by things that came up in Rolling Stone magazine. And what happened was, and we were talking about tennis players, right? Serena Williams described, said, I'm happy, I'm lucky, and all this other sort of stuff. And she talked about defending, you know, she's number one, Sharapova's number three in the tournament at Wimbledon, and she talked about the fact of her dominance in tennis and Some of the critical comments, I guess, offended Maria Sharapova. That makes it big drama for the people in England, which, of course, they can't get enough of gossip. As much as we are a People magazine planet or country, which is unbelievable to me, we care so much about the ridiculous nonsense of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, the Brits are 10 times worse. So they'll play this up. They already would be all over them, but they're really going to be all over Sharapova and Serena Williams so that they can keep up on who's zooming who and who's saying what. And they'll make that nightmarish for probably both of them because of that. All right, I said this at one point in this show. Would you go to a baseball game after 2 hours and a 59-minute delay? Like, in other words, okay, you have tickets to go to the game, and you have your son, your family, whoever. Do you go to dinner and say, okay, let's go to the ballpark because it's raining right now, it'll probably be cleared up? Or do you say, you know what, we're turning this boat around. We'll just go grab some grub, we'll go home because this game might not get underway. We're not going to wait this out. Some people must have waited out because that's almost a three-hour delay. For St. Louis fans, it would be a bummer anyway because Texas beat them 2-1, and this is an interleague game since St. Louis is a National League team and Texas is an American League team. So with the 2-1 victory, that's a sweep of the Cardinals, which is very rare. But if you're a Cardinal fan and you're coming out on Sunday night to Busch Stadium, you want to see your team win, but you certainly, I would think, wouldn't want to go through a three-hour delay. So that means the Texas Rangers didn't get on their flights to head to New York, because that's who they're playing next, until, who knows, 4 o'clock in the morning by the time they actually got there. So the daybreak, they'll be arriving. They'll be there just in time for lunch. Whoops, let's go get some batting practice in, and let's go for it. That's tough. That's a tough turnaround, but oh well. When you play a boys' game for a living, I don't think you have much room to complain. How many people wouldn't love to be in that position, whether an outfielder or they're a DH-er or a pitcher, or pick a position, whatever position you want on some baseball team somewhere, and you get to travel and you get to play in all these stadiums. Yeah, I never feel sorry for the athletes when they complain about that kind of stuff. And how about this, Doc Rivers, who is just, I think, one of the best coaches, player coaches, a guy who played so well and then became a coach. Looks like he's got an agreement, or they do, between the Celts and the Clippers. He's going to go to the Clippers to coach. How about that? They're going to release the 51-year-old coach, let him go to L.A. in exchange for a future first-round pick. There's your sports shorts.
Government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.